Chapter 10, Searching for Soft Evidence.
So how will we go about gathering evidence? There are two simple words that will help you start to gather that evidence. They're how and what. And although they're simple, they're not simplistic. The purpose of asking these questions is to get people to share their perspectives and to help you understand their perspectives. Inevitably, it will give you the lay of the land, the word on the street, the viewpoints or the environment in essence. What's going on? That's what you need to have. Richard Neustadt, Harvard scholar and an advisor to U.S. presidents, says this: it's not information of a general sort that helps. It's not surveys, not the bland amalgams. It's the odds and ends of tangible detail that pieced together illuminate the underside of issues. So another purpose in asking these questions is to invite everyone as collective business people to think through the options, the opinions, the ideas, to see if they really hold up. If they don't hold up now, they won't hold up under hard evidence or impact or closer scrutiny. So here are some examples on a variety of topics to help you get the gist of how to ask these evidence questions. We'll take how first. How will we know if we improved brand loyalty? Or we might say, how do we know we need to reorganize? Or maybe, how specifically is poor leadership showing up? If I was to ask what questions, I might say, well, what specifically will we consider success if we expand our product line? Or I might say, what will we observe that will let us know morale has actually improved? Or lastly, what specifically makes us think we need to add an e-commerce functionality to our website? Now, I know the questions here aren't rocket science, but it's not easy to ask them even when they seem obvious. In our observations, some of the best business people ask the obvious questions, the answers to which are almost never obvious. In fact, it's the obvious questions, or the politically sensitive questions, if you will, that many people are most afraid to ask. These questions may seem too simple, and many people will feel at risk of sounding stupid, but these are the questions that get blown off way too much. People are paid to ask them. It's important to ask them, but they just don't ask them. What appears to be one person as just an obvious question isn't always obvious to everyone else. I'd like to share a quote from Michael Parker, who is president and CEO of Dow Chemical. A lot of bad leadership, I think, comes from an inability or an unwillingness to ask questions. I've watched talented people, people with much higher IQs than mine, who have failed as leaders. They can talk brilliantly with great depth of knowledge, but they're not very good at asking questions. So while they know a lot at a high level, they don't know what's going on down deep in the system. And sometimes they're afraid of asking dumb questions, but what they don't realize is that the dumbest questions can be very powerful. They can unlock a conversation. Now, if those questions can unlock a conversation, it could also unlock information that we need to understand the underlying business issues. Maybe, as Tom Peters puts it, the five most important words in the business person's arsenal are, please give me an example. When you do ask questions and you search for evidence, people will be able to give you the soft evidence, their opinions, their stories, and their experiences. You might hear things like, well, our return policies just aren't customer friendly. Or, well, salespeople don't talk to marketing. People aren't held accountable. Everyone's complaining and we don't have it, whatever it is. We don't know how to manage projects around here. We're always changing direction. See, they'll share these kinds of things from their perspective. It's their opinion. It's their viewpoint. And it may lead to an understanding of the underside of an important issue. Now, in response to these questions, you may get statements or philosophies that seem to be embedded into the company culture, like the customer is always right, or management always wins, or execution is more important than strategy. It's okay. Write it down, soak it up, make a note of it. At this point, it's all admissible evidence. You want in-depth information that will help you figure this thing out. So don't measure the importance or the accuracy of the evidence that people give you based on the seniority of the people in the organization, but rather on how close they are to the situation, to the problem that you're trying to solve. And how are they personally impacted by the potential problem or the opportunity? Sometimes when you're looking for evidence, juniority, as opposed to seniority, can matter as much or more. All you're trying to do is to gather enough evidence to balance the individual perspectives from everyone involved. And sometimes people hit a mental block, and they run out of examples they can give you on your how and your what questions. So we've developed a couple of additional questions that can help you gather more evidence and move people beyond the hurdle. It's what we call the too much or too little test.
Here's the basic question. As a business, what do we have too much or too little of? For example, what is there too little of that suggests that we're not utilizing the talent of our people? Or what are we seeing too much of that would tell us that our speed to market is even down? What are we hearing too much or too little of that would suggest that people lack information to make the right decisions? The essence of the too much or too little of question basically boils down to this. If you were a fly on the wall and no one knew you were there and you were watching what was going on, what would you see too much or too little of in your company that would tell you you need a solution? For example, there are too many CYA memos flying around. There's not enough collaboration. People are getting frustrated. Too much of our time is being spent or focused on moving business to business. I hear too many customers complaining about our service. We're too slow to respond to changes in the market. See, when you add all this stuff up, taken all together, the soft evidence you have gathered is really valuable. It gives you important insight. However, don't forget that the ultimate value of evidence will be tied to how true it is and the impact it has on the company. If none of the opinions are tied to reality or illuminate the thinking, then it won't serve much purpose. That's one reason creating a safe environment where people are comfortable opening up and being authentic is important. If you don't, you won't get the truth, no matter how much you want it. That's why you personally need to have your ego checked, so you don't react in a way that they say, "Yeah, that's the last time that will happen." They'll feel your reaction, so be centered on humility and your curiosity. And because it's just an opinion, some of what you hear may be questionable. It's an overstatement or it's an understatement. That's normal. Don't get too uptight about that. Ask additional questions to go deeper and get more specific on what they said. For example, someone might say, "We absolutely have to add this, whatever this is, to our current offerings or we'll lose business. Customers are screaming for it." Now, there's a whole bunch of clarity missing in a statement like, "People are screaming for it." For example, here's what might run through your head if you're business thinking. Who specifically is screaming for it? How frequently have you heard this? All of them said the same thing, and they're all screaming? Do all customers feel the same exact way? Ask for concrete illustrations to test their opinion, and keep in mind that soft evidence is a very difficult thing to nail down. That's why we call it soft. It doesn't always help you get specific, measurable financial impact on the business. The good news is that soft evidence provides context. It gives you quality leads to chase down and helps people feel understood and valued, and they should feel that way. Soft evidence also usually leads you to hard evidence. Hard evidence leads to financial impact. Here's the bad news. Unlike hard evidence, soft evidence is usually not a monitored, measured occurrence in the company. The good news is that you can turn soft evidence into hard evidence. And you do that by continuing to dig for evidence, only now you dig as deep as you can.